Good morning, the Exotic Set. This is Emily.
Hi, I'm Jasmine.
Hello, how's it going?
Hurrah, how you going?
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's very hot out here. I said it's very hot out here. It'd be very glad to be at work in the aircon at least.
I'm very grateful for that, that's for sure.
Yeah, just hang on to that. The rest of the day goes to shit. Just think about the aircon.
It's okay. It's already gone to shit. We're fine.
Yeah, I'm just ringing because I've altered some prices this morning, which you probably won't notice. But
I think the consults have gone up.
Yes. So I just did that. So that's 179. But if we've quoted prices just on the 170.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Alrighty. I don't know who I have I quoted this week.
It won't matter. I mean, the thing is, unless they notice it, then don't worry about it.
Yep.
Because it's not much of an increase. I just increased it to match what Dev's charging.
Oh, okay, yep.
And then a lot of the injectable drugs didn't actually have a fee on them, or if they had the fee, it wasn't the injectable fee.
Oh, okay.
So I've gone through and altered that. So individual injections will look like they cost more. But I'm still trying to work out how we end up billing the injections individually when they're in hospital.
Yeah, I don't know. It always changes, and then I don't.
Yes,
initially.
That's all right. I'll put it in writing, and that way everybody will be aware of what I've done.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah.
I have Chrissy beside me.
Hi.
Yeah, Ness has just gone through and put them all up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Sorry. Chrissy just wanted to know about the cost because, she just was looking because Kelwyn had quoted someone something this morning and then it changed, so he would go a bit confused.
It won't be by much, but also if that had gone home, then honour what the estimate was.
Yeah, okay, perfect.
I had to do it when I had time, so.
Yeah.
The only other thing I was going to say is Brock just texted me about the little urinary guinea pig. I'm not sure what the name of the drug is that you can use to directly dissolve the crystals. But I think the drug, I said this in the text anyway, I think the drug name is actually potassium citrate, but I don't know the trade name. So he may just ask you to search for that to see if there's a tablet we can get in through our wholesaler that we can dispense and dose it directly.
Yeah. She said that he is passing like a sort of crystally sort of material, but like really large clots.
Yeah, it's because I've,
And just a lot of frank blood in his urine today.
I'm hoping that is because we've disturbed the big crystal and that he'll pee it out because there's no other option.
Yeah.
But that's okay. That's likely to persist for a week.
Yeah.
That would be the norm, so 1 to 2 weeks we're still seeing blood. If I've managed to mobilise the crystal but he's not past it yet, then there'll be intermittent pain. She should have Tramil and Meloxicam.
She does,
The only other thing we used to use in cats, and I don't know because I've never used it in a guinea pig, but post urethral irritation we used to give it's an antispasmodic for the urinary tract, and it does work well when they've got that sort of frequent urination with the polarchy area. If I think of it, I'll send it in the text. So the things that I altered were the prices on things like the injection fee for drugs and some of the visible pricing, but I haven't altered the injection fees on things like Lucrin, Doxy, or Cartrophin.
Yeah, because they already had a dispensing fee and everything on them.
They do, but it's different. So I've put the injectable fee up pretty significantly. It went from like 25 to 38 on each of the injectable drugs, which won't matter for the ones that are, hospitalised from today onwards because they won't know any different. But the
ones that we see regularly, like the separate nurse appointments, I haven't changed those. So you shouldn't notice a difference with people coming in with a price difference because it's not different. I haven't done anything else other than alter, like rounded some of the consult. So the consult fee went up only because I wanted to match the price shoppers with Deb's practice. I don't know what we are in comparison with UPV, but she was 179. Didn't change the revisit. But, yeah, I'll tell everybody tomorrow anyway. I've just got to go into the account now. So is there anything else that you can think of?
No, there's the thing about Stephanie and Agis, but she's coming in tomorrow and, yeah, she just wasn't happy with Spectre Brock this morning. But
with
Oh, he's he picked up the phone and spoke to her this morning. Is this Paprika's got angel wing?
Yeah, no, she doesn't. I only saw her last week. I think she's injured that wing on the car trip home.
She was saying so now the other wing's dropped. So now they're both dropped.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, it is also very hot weather.
Yeah.
So the bird will have dropped wings anyway because of the heat.
She was pretty she was pretty upset this morning.
She goes from 0 to 100 in 2 seconds flat.
Yeah, and her mum was quite rude.
Her mum what?
This morning. Her mum was
Yeah, so she
had to deal with.
You should see what Ben cops at school. Mm-hmm. Not right.
No.
So I'll have a word to her.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
But I just, she wanted, because Picnic's not walking, the one that has chronic foot issues on off.
Right.
So she wanted antibiotics and pain relief. But
is Picnic the one that I saw?
No, no, that was Pepper.
Right.
So I just dispensed one syringe of antibiotics and then the meloxicam, because all three geese are on meloxicam at the moment.
Yeah, I think she already had it.
She ran out because all three of them are on it now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But she's coming in tomorrow and we can talk more before she gets in.
Sure. No worries. Anything else?
Not that I can think of. Everything's just been a bit of a blur.
If you just let Brock know about that, if you Google urethral antispasmodic and cats, it's in there. I just can't remember the name of it.
I just can't remember.
Dantrolene, I think. Dantrolene may be the drug.
Yeah.
The one that causes bladder contraction is called bethanacol, so it's not that. So I think it's Dantrolene, and I think the medication is an orange-like capsule. So we used to get the capsules and break them up and make them up with methyl cellulose for cats.
Yeah, they'd have them at QVS.
Yeah, yeah, it's a good drug, so we may be able to start him on that.
Yep, okay.
Mm. Yeah, if you write down that Dantrolene.
How do you spell it?
Dantrolene.
Alrighty.
Yeah, okay. Just let Brock know that drug because we may be able to get it in for her, or even across the road might have some.
Yeah, I can have a look. I'll give it a ring.
Yeah, I just don't know the trade brand.
No, that's all good. I'll have a look.
Cool.
Alrighty, thank you.
All right, mate, just call me later. I'll probably be in the account in about an hour or so, I think.
Okay. No worries at all. Good luck.
No worries. Thanks, mate. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.